Yes, so for that, the first of all, these two choices were about portability and attack surface reduction. But why I used multi-approach builds is first, my goal was run anywhere and zero surprises. So our dev laptops, Apple Silicon, were ARM64 that runs CI runs where x86 64 and some edge devices like IoT gateways ran ARM V7. So building once for every architecture with build kits, Docker build big platform flag. So it meant everyone pulled an image that matched their CPU. So no exec format error crashes or subtle glitch mismatch.